Well, we thought it would be a good time to check in with our listeners. You know, we've been on air for all of 3 days.
Woo-hoo.
Allison. Yeah. Happy third day. Oh, we're not actually supposed to talk about that.
Oh, we've already been getting a lot of
show's
feedback.
Been on for 20 years.
Full blast. It's on our blog. The first comment we have here, this is interesting. It's actually from one of our guests yesterday, Susan Stanton, the former Steve Stanton, mm-hmm. who was fired from her job after deciding to become a woman. She was unhappy with the interview we did, and she wrote to our editor about it, and we asked her for permission to post the email on the blog. She agreed. Here's what she wrote to us, the basic gist of it. Quote, I usually expect that NPR takes the high road on such topics. The challenge to my media relations is to get the interviewer to see something more than a man in a dress. The interviewer suggested that he was talking to someone who does not see the depressive reality of their pathetic life situation. Well, not everybody really saw it that way. One of our listeners called Luke's questions respectful and sincere and said, I honestly thought it was kind of feel good.
We have this take on our story selection from someone named Tom. I'm 19 years old, I'm younger than your target audience, and yet I'm really concerned about this show. This isn't NPR. You don't have to sound sedated, but you do have to sound like you know what you're talking about. Celebrity news? That makes me sad. A call-in segment with your husband? Allison, I put that part in, Allison. I hope to work in public radio, but this is a disturbing trend.
He went on to say we sounded like college radio, and I thought, well, if you can get Jeffrey Toobin into your college radio show, then that's one heck of a college radio show. Yeah. But we do appreciate the
feedback.
I think.
And we're totally not offended.
No.
How dare you?
Drew. Drew had kind words for interviews with Newsweek's Kevin Perino, who's been following the flap over independent contractors in Iraq. Drew wrote, good longer segment on Blackwater, a bit of depth and background, along with how much these guys are getting paid. I couldn't help thinking, I wonder how they'd approach this sort of explanatory interview if they were told to explain the various frenemies networks of celebutants these days. And then he adds, what is the difference between Brit News and Paris News? There's something, but I can't figure it out for the life of me.
Oh, Brittany and Paris. By the way, if you can figure out why our celebrity obsessions are all named after places in France, just let us know. We're taking comments and your theories. You can check us out on our blog, of course, npr.org. You can click on the Bryant Park Project.
We had a big treat yesterday mm-hmm. after the show. Ben Harper came by, talked, chatted, explained his love of NPR, and he also had his guitar with him, which proved to be a fine thing.
Yeah, and I mean, he's not, I wouldn't say Ben Harper's old, but he's also not 20 years old anymore. Mm-hmm. But I was disturbed to find out that he had stayed up all night partying, and I had gone to bed after watching Coach at 6:30. So he was here, but still in good spirits, having been on Letterman the night before. And he played some songs for us, and it was really good. And there was a long line of young ladies outside the studio.
So we're going to talk to Ben Harper. You'll hear our interview with him all about making his new album in just 7 days, why he chose to do theater tours over big stadiums and outdoor festivals this go-around. Stick around. Ben Harper is coming up and will be performing on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.